Hi, I'm Carl Azus, and you're watching CNN Student News. Today, we're talking about political primaries, a matriculation milestone, and a musical mentor. But we're beginning in the state of Ohio. Residents and officials in the city of Chardon are trying to make sense of a shooting at a high school there. One student was killed in the attack, four others were wounded. According to reports, the suspected gunman is also a student at the school. He was arrested yesterday. As students ran from the shooting, some of them used their cell phones to call police or text their parents to let them know they were okay. A lot of schools practice what to do in these types of situations. They run drills for shootings or natural disasters. And one student at Chardon High said he thinks what happened yesterday could have been even worse if it wasn't for that preparation.
I think that's what really helped keep it at a minimum of what it was, as bad as it was already. I think it could have been a lot worse if we didn't do the drills that they had us do.
Jumping now to the presidential campaign trail. It's been a few weeks since the last Republican contest, but two states are taking over the political spotlight today, and those two states are Arizona and Michigan. Voters are heading to the polls there, casting their ballots for Republican presidential candidates. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, former Senator Rick Santorum, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and U.S. Representative Ron Paul. They're trying to win delegates in these primaries and caucuses. Win enough, and you get the party's nomination for president. There are 59 delegates up for grabs today in Arizona and Michigan. One issue that comes up a lot during presidential campaigns is education. According to a new report from the U.S. Census Bureau, the country just marked an educational milestone. It has to do with how many Americans have a college degree. In March of last year, 30% of adults who are at least 25 years old had a degree. Back in 1998, it was less than 25%. The director of the Census Bureau called this, quote, an important milestone, saying the more education people have, the more likely they are to have a job and earn more money. According to another census report, workers with a bachelor's degree earned around $20,000 more on average than workers with a high school diploma.
Today's shout out goes out to Miss McElroy's social studies classes at Hilton Head Christian Academy in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Which of these places is divided by the 38th parallel? Is it the Bering Strait, Korean Peninsula, Aleutian Islands, or Marianas Trench? You've got 3 seconds. Go! The parallel at 38 degrees north latitude divides North and South Korea. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
When those countries fought against each other in the Korean War, the United States was on the side of the South. And the United States and South Korea are still allies. They're both the target of harsh words from North Korea right now. That is because of military drills like the ones you see right here. The U.S. and South Korea are running joint operations right now. They're working together. But North Korea says the drills are designed to provoke them. And officials from the North say they're ready to fight a war against South Korea and the U.S. North Korea's relationships with other countries have been uncertain since longtime leader Kim Jong-il died in December. Well, part of the tension surrounding North Korea has to do with its nuclear program. Similar situation in Iran. You've heard us talk about sanctions, penalties put on Iran by the U.S. and the United Nations. The goal of those sanctions was to get Iran to stop its nuclear activities. Matthew Chance has more on the tension between Iran and the international community.
Well, Iran says very clearly that it is not building a nuclear bomb. It says that it's never done any research into building a nuclear bomb. It says that all of its nuclear activities are directed towards purely peaceful purposes. The trouble is that it's you know, not many people in the international community believe Iran. They do believe, and there's evidence to suggest that in the past they may have conducted some research which would be relevant to making a nuclear bomb. What we know is that it certainly doesn't have a nuclear weapon. I mean, that's one thing to make absolutely clear. What it does have is the ability to enrich uranium. Uranium is the substance which is needed to fuel nuclear reactors, and if you enrich it even more, it's the substance that you need to create a nuclear bomb. Iran has been enriching this uranium for couple of years now, as it has every right to do, because it's a member of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. It's allowed under that treaty to enrich uranium, but the trouble is, in the past, it's not disclosed some of its activities to the international community, and that's why there's such a lack of trust with Iran at the moment. Well, the IAEA is the UN's nuclear watchdog agency. It's the independent body which has, you know, a whole range of nations that are members, including Iran, that inspects nuclear facilities not just in Iran but all over the world. There are a lot of questions that the IAEA has that Iran has not answered. For instance, it wants access, the UN does, to suspicious nuclear sites that it suspects may have been the location where nuclear weapons testing may have been carried out, or development for those weapons may have been carried out. And so there are lots of areas, lots of gaps in Iran's story that it has yet to fill out.
See if you can ID me. I'm a title that's associated with the music industry. Originally, I was used to describe radio hosts, but now I can be anyone who plays recorded music in media or in clubs. Some famous examples include Wolfman Jack, Spinderella, and Moby. I'm a DJ, which stands for disc jockey.
Beverly Bond has made her mark on the music world because of her skills with the turntable. She's also helping train the next generation of DJs. It's part of an organization that she started that uses music to send a positive message. Frederica Whitfield has more on Bond's efforts to empower young African Americans.
This popular DJ is on a mission. She's trying to remix the image of black women in media.
Women are often objectified, especially in entertainment. Those messages do take a toll. They hack away at our self-esteem in the most subliminal of ways. A lot of people felt that there was no point in talking about it, just kind of play in this boys' club.
But Beverly Bond scratched her way in, playing by her own rules.
There were certainly some guys who were very taken aback by me and how good I was. It was almost like they weren't expecting me to be so good, but the women were so supportive of me, and that was a beautiful thing. They were from all walks of life who just had an admiration and a respect for the fact that I represented women well.
In 2006, Bond, a former model, founded Black Girls Rock, a nonprofit dedicated to empowering girls of color through academic and arts-based programs. One of the first lessons learned is to DJ.
I think it's important to tell all girls that they rock. I just think that black girls do not get the message.
You can't find the sound?
They are just as important as any other girl in the world.
Through Black Girls Rock, Beverly hopes to inspire girls to be confident and, above all, themselves.
Black Girls Rock is like a family to me. Like, it means that I have, you know, a comfort place to know that I can be comfortable in the skin that I'm in.
Beverly Bond inspires black girls like myself by showing that we don't have to follow the stereotype. I'm not following what people are saying. I'm doing what in my heart I think is right.
We need to inspire the next generation to know that there is greatness beyond just the very limited media images that they often see as the only representations of themselves.
Well, the dog in today's Before We Go segment isn't necessarily a musician, but he definitely has some rhythm. Listen to this YouTube video.
Wow! Good
he
job!
Is barking to the beat of his own jumping, and he seems to launch into a new round on command. All right, we know that a dog and a trampoline isn't necessarily unique, but give him some time. He's trying to pioneer a canine crossover between athletics and music. It takes a little while for something like that to get off the ground. So once he gets it right, everyone is probably going to jump on the idea. It's time for us to bounce, because doggone it, we're out of time on CNN Student News. I'm Carla Zeus, and we'll see you tomorrow.